Invoice. Reminder. Statement. Supplier. Measure. Investment. Street.
There's no doubt we've got to tighten up our financial control. Peter, you're in charge of credit control. What do you suggest?
Well, I've been looking at our payment terms. In other words, how long we have to wait for payment. We must reduce the average delay in payment. It's nearly 45 days now from the date we send out the invoice. We've got to get it down to nearly 30 days. It's not easy. The salespeople always argue it is better to wait for payment rather than lose a customer. But I think we can tighten up on reminders, statements, and so on.
What about payments to suppliers?
Well, that's more difficult. We're a small company dealing with large suppliers. They don't have to help us. Still, maybe one or two of our older suppliers could give us better payment terms.
Right. Let's look at the sum of more general cost-cutting measures we can take. I'm interested in supply services such as training and personnel development.
Look, I must say something here. We simply mustn't cut these services. They are our long-term investment in people.
Maybe, but we've got to reduce costs somehow. We can't cut in the production area,
True, but our training budget is already very limited. Most of the training programs are long-term.
I'm not saying we have to stop any existing programs. But perhaps we should look carefully at future training courses.
Well, I can't let you have details of what we plan. I think you'll see that they are all worthwhile investments.
I'm sure. Anyway, let me have the program and we'll discuss it later. We have to stop now. I've got another meeting at 2.
I must go too. I've got a meeting right away. Maximization. Obligation. Payback. Payback period. Preferred stock. Common stock. Income. Cost of capital. Debt. Promissory note. Financial management is concerned with the maintenance and creation of wealth. The goal of the firm is maximization of shareholder wealth. Capital gains or losses is gain or losses from the sale of assets not bought or sold in the ordinary course of business. Money market refers to all institutions and procedures that provide for transactions in short-term debt instruments. The capital market refers to all institutions and procedures that provide for transactions in long-term financial instruments. Real assets are tangible assets like houses, equipment, and inventories. Financial assets represent claims for future payment on other economic units. Common and preferred stocks, bonds, bills, and notes are all types of financial assets. Three basic financial statements are commonly used to describe the financial condition and performance of the firm: the balance sheet, the income statement, and cash flow statement. Three basic financial statements are commonly used to describe the financial condition and performance of the firm: the balance sheet, the income statement, and the cash flow statement.
Balance sheet.
Financial ratio analysis helps us to identify some of the financial strengths and weaknesses of a company. The liquidity of a business is defined as its ability to meet maturing debt obligations. Forecasting in financial management is used to estimate a firm's future financial needs. Compound interest occurs when interest paid on the investment during the first period is added to the principal, and then during the second period, interest is earned on this new sum. Present value is the current value of the future payments. The expected returns an investment generates come in the form of cash flows. The expected rate of return is a weighted average of all the possible returns, weighted by the probability that each return will occur. The investor's required rate of return can be defined as the minimum rate of return necessary to attract an investor to purchase or hold a security. Risk for our purpose is the variability of returns and may be measured by standard deviation. A bond is a type of debt or long-term promissory note issued by the borrower, promising to pay its holder a predetermined and fixed amount of interest per year. In the case of insolvency, claims of debt in general, including bonds, are honored before those of both common stock and preferred stock. The value of a bond is the present value both of future interest to be received and the par or maturity value of the bond. Preferred stock is often referred to as a hybrid security because it has many characteristics of both common stock and bond. Common stock is a certificate that indicates a share of ownership in the corporation. The payback period is the number of years needed to recover the initial cash outlay. The net present value, NPV, of an investment proposal is equal to the present value of its annual net cash flows after taxes, less the investment's initial outlay. The profitability index, P1, or benefit cost ratio, is the ratio of the present value of the future net cash flows to the initial outlay. The internal rate of return, IRR, is defined as the discount rate that equates the present value of the project's future net cash flow with the project's initial cash outlay. The weighted average cost of capital is the average of the after-tax costs of each of the resources of capital used by a firm to finance a project, where the weights reflect the proportion of total financing arising from each source. Capital structure is the mix of the long-term sources of funds used by the firm. Target capital structure mix is the mix of financing sources that the firm plans to maintain through time. The dividend payout ratio indicates the amount of dividends paid relative to the company's earnings. A firm's dividend policy includes two basic components: the dividend payout ratio and the stability of the dividends over time. A stock repurchase, stock buyback, is when a firm repurchases its own stock, resulting in a reduction in the number of shares outstanding. An integral part of dividend policy is the use of stock dividends and stock splits. Working capital management involves managing the firm's liquidity, which in turn involves managing the firm's investment in current assets and its use of current liabilities. The risk-return trade-off involves managing the firm's working capital, involves a trade-off between the firm's liquidity and its profitability. A company-wide cash management program must be concerned with minimizing the firm's risks of insolvency. Insolvency describes the situation where the firm is unable to meet its maturing liabilities on time. Inventory management involves the control of the assets that are used and produced to be sold in the normal course of the firm's operations.